And for a Southern Baptist church, no offense, folks, there was about 30 out of 400 showed up. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good because we've not been trained right. We're just like I was the first 45 years of my life. I didn't believe God could do all these wonderful things. I had never seen Him do anything. But now I do believe He will, and I know He will. And so I told them that day, I said, if you believe God will do what He says He will do, I want you to come and pray with me. I said, if you don't believe He will, then I don't want you there. Because I don't want unbelievers there. Unbelief is what keeps God's power from flowing. So that afternoon, 30 people came and we met, and about 10 people from other churches that I had invited, friends of mine. We put my little blind granddaughter, which could now walk, out in the middle of a big circle in that brand new sanctuary, and we prayed, stood on God's mighty promises for 2 solid hours. We prayed on our face before our King. We took her home. She still couldn't see a thing. But 3 weeks later, Caitlin and I was upstairs sitting there playing, and she had these little stands that's got these little plastic different sized donuts on them. Some of you will know what I'm talking about for children. And she would get these things, and before she'd feel around to find the little stand, and she'd put the donut on there. All of a sudden, while we're sitting there, I picked up one of the little donuts and was going to take it off, and I dropped it, and it rolled off over here, and it fell over. She just reached right over there and got it. And then she put it right back on the stand. And I thought, boy, that's unique. And so I took the donut back off and I moved the stand over to another place. And then I laid the little donut over there and I said, Caitlin, honey, get the red donut that Granddaddy just laid down and put it back on the stand. She reached right over out of all of them, got the red one, and put it right on the stand, and Granddaddy went berserk. I mean, I jumped up and down and began to praise and worship the King. See what the Lord says. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, I'd learned those scriptures well. He says, do not cast away your confidence, but you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise. This is where I used to miss it. I think, you know, when Jesus did things in the New Testament, most of those were miracles or instantaneous healings. But now I've realized that He does miracles, and that's one of the gifts, the 9 gifts of the Spirit, the gift of miracles. But the gift of healing is also usually done instantaneously. But God promised to heal every one of us every time if we will walk in obedience to His Word. And when I learned that principle and learned how to stand on His Word, I have seen the King heal awesome things, to do mighty things. He's done those things for me. Then after we got our eyes back, we still got a problem. When we go home, the doctor tells me, said, we do not understand why this little valve in Caitlin's throat does not work. But it does not work. So he said, don't feed her anything by mouth, because if you do, it'll run directly into her lungs and kill her. Now, if a doctor tells you that, what are you going to do? You're going to do exactly what I did. You're going to believe him, and you're not going to feed her because you don't want to kill your grandbaby. So I go home, and there is a magnificent promise in this book, Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24, the King says, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you have received it, and it shall be yours. Now, is that an awesome statement from our King, or is that an awesome statement? I used to not believe these promises. But now I am beginning to do all I can to believe it when the King makes these awesome statements that they're for me and that they will work for me. And so I take that verse. I said, Lord, I desire that the valve in my grandbaby's throat work. So I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to fix it and let it work. And I said, Lord, thank you for it. So for the rest of the 2 months, I would praise and worship and thank Him that the valve was working. We'd take her back to the doctor. Doctor said, bring her back in 2 months and we'll check it. So I brought her back in 2 months and he checked it and he said, it don't work. I said, it don't work? I don't understand this. But he said, it don't work. So I go home and I open my Bible and I look at that verse again, Mark 11:24. Jesus clearly said, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you've received it and it shall be yours. I said, Lord, I don't understand how I could possibly mess that up. You made that so simple. So I said, Lord, I ask you to fix the valve in her throat. And I'd praise him and worship him for 2 months, and we'd take her back to the doctor, and it wouldn't work. We go through this scenario for 10 months. Every 2 months for 10 months, and that valve does not work. After the 10th month, I come home and I literally lock myself up with this book and I said, Lord, you said you, in Psalm 66:18, you said you do not hear the prayer of a sinner. You said in Romans 14:23, anything I do that's not of faith is sin. So Lord, I've got to have sinned somewhere and made a mistake. Otherwise, this valve would be working. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you please show me what I've done wrong? I get this book out. Now, I diligently spend all this time over the next few days. I am meditating on this word. I am concentrating on this verse, Mark 11:24. It's hard to believe that a grown man, as educated as I am, have to meditate on one verse for 2 weeks. But finally, after 2 weeks, I got revelation. The Lord says, to them that diligently seek me, if you'll dig into my word like you're mining for silver and gold,